JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, new custos of St. Andrew pledges to increase number of JPs. And do you remember being told stories about Duppy and Rolling Calf? Oliver Jackson reminisces on those days in Glimpses of Jamaica. This is Roundabout JA. Welcome and thanks for joining. New Custos Rotulorum of St. Andrew, Donald Parchment Brown, has pledged to increase the number of Justices of the Peace, JPs, serving the parish in order to effectively meet the needs of all citizens. Currently, there are over 1,300 JPs serving the parish. The new custos, who replaces Marigold Harding, says she intends to carry out her duties with diligence and dignity, listening to the voices of the JPs and the people of St. Andrew. Mrs. Parchment Brown has further pledged to execute her tasks in an ethical and professional manner and to approach her functions with the utmost humility and gratitude.
I look forward to working with the members of Parliament, councillors, civil society, the private sector, and all the duty bearers and volunteers who serve this great parish.
Mrs. Parchment Brown was delivering her inaugural address following her recent installation into office by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Meanwhile, Sir Patrick Allen has lauded Mrs. Parchment Brown, noting that her appointment is a testament to the country's confidence in her ability to serve effectively in this position in the most populous parish in Jamaica.
I expect that the citizens of St. Andrew will benefit significantly from her collaboration with her cadre of 1,300 Justices of the Peace, civil society, and the security forces.
The Governor General has also commended Mrs. Harding for the effective service and gracious support she rendered during her tenure.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan seeks to ensure that all citizens, including the vulnerable, are given a fair chance to have an improved quality of life. As the country develops, provision will be made for those who are either unable to support themselves or face the risk of loss of income. Our community notice for today. The Bethel United Church of Jesus Christ Apostolic will be hosting its annual convocation from April 6 to 11 at 20 South Camp Road, Kingston 4, under the theme Ambassadors of Christ, Manifesting Kingdom Power and Authority. Nightly service begins at 6 p.m. and on Saturday, April 11, there will be a health expo starting at 10 a.m. and Sunday school rally starting at 4 p.m. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
I used to live with my grandparents, and for what reason I don't know, but they used to tell me a lot about Duppy, scare me off with Duppy and Rolling Calf. I remember one evening I went to spend some time with my mother and my other three brothers who lived about 1 mile away. And on my way back home, it was pitch dark. When I reached about halfway home, I look to my left and I see two of the brightest eyes that man could ever see. Two eyes only, the body of no person, no animal. I say, well, this must be a Duppy.
And remember, you too can share your memories with us. Just email glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.